السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. الصحابي بيلان أباوت، سبحان الله. Imagine was a Jewish rabbi. سبحان الله. He mentions that he was living a calm, peaceful life and he would distribute his time in his synagogue, motivating the people, worshipping Allah. Then he would spend time seeing to his farm, pruning and maintaining his harvest. And he would also spend time studying the Torah. And whenever he would come to the descriptions, subhanAllah, the many, many descriptions, clearly mentioning the arrival of the final Nabi of Allah, a great Nabi to culminate the teachings of all the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. And interestingly, to remember one of these prophecies, it's Matthew 21:42, subhanAllah, wherein Hazrat Isa alayhi salam mentions about the final brick that was rejected by the builders. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his hadith mentions that the building of the Anbiya alayhi salam and this construction and the most important brick is none other than Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anyway, this is in the New Testament, which is Matthew. But as this rabbi would study the descriptions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would actually become elated and overjoyed that the final Nabi of Allah will migrate to the land that he lives in, known at that time as Yathrib. Because the descriptions of Madinah Munawwara is clear in the previous scriptures. Whenever he would read these verses, he would always wonder, when would the arrival of the final Nabi of Allah occur? When, Allah, will I be blessed to accompany him, to be his companion, to be in his service? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his dua, where Allah prolonged his lifespan until the time where the final Nabi of Allah was sent. Subhanallah. This rabbi says, when I heard about the final Nabi of Allah, I started researching his name, his lineage, his descriptions, his time, the place, and I was comparing what I learned of him with what is enshrined in our books, and I was sure that he was the Nabi of Allah. Until the day came where the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu minallahi wa taslimat left Makkah Mukarrama, coming toward Medina Munawwara. He arrived at Yathrib. Known at that time as Yathrib, as Muslims we are not to refer to Medina Munawwara with the word Yathrib, because the beloved of Allah changed its name due to the negative connotation of the word Yathrib. The beloved of Allah resided for a few days from Monday till Friday in Quba. And there a man comes announcing his arrival. He also happened to be Jewish, where he mentioned to the Aus and Khazraj, who were daily awaiting the arrival of the final Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, addressing Aus and Khazraj, says, "Ya Bani Qayla, O the children of Qayla." Qayla was the mother, and Haritha was the father of Aus and Khazraj, long before. These two tribes' forefathers hailed from the same mother and father. So the Jews would refer to them with this title, the children of Qayla. And when this happened, this rabbi says, "I also got the news. I was seeing to some issue in my farm. When this man announced this, I was actually on top of the tree doing some work there with some of the clusters of dates. And my aunt, Khalda or Khalida bint al-Harith, was sitting beneath the tree. As soon as I heard this information in my exuberance and joy, I screamed out, 'Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!'" Allah gave him tawfiq to say that. Otherwise, this was not the statement of the Jews. They didn't know the beauty of the takbir. Like in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned how the Jews envy the ummah about salam and ameen, subhanallah. Allah give us tawfiq to make salam profusely and to always be first in making salam with akhlaq for Allah's pleasure. When I was overjoyed, my aunt said to me, that, "What is wrong with you?" And she reprimanded me, "If you heard of the arrival of Moses, Musa bin Imran, you would not have been happier than this. So I said, beloved aunt, by Allah, this is the brother of Moses, of Musa alayhi salam. He's come with the same deen. He's designated by Allah, just as Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was sent by Allah. She remained silent and then she posed the question, is he the one that you all would always describe to us and mention to us that the final Nabi of Allah, the culmination and the paragon of Allah's messengers are to be sent? Is he the one that you all were referring to? I said, yes, indeed, my aunt. She said, in that case, I understand. I then rushed in the direction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to analyze the issue further. And I saw everyone crowd around him by his door. I also came close. And among the first words I heard him say was, O people, ayyuhan nas, afshu salam, spread salam. Make salam profusely. Make salam abundantly. Afshu salam wa at'imu at'am, and feed people food and pray at night when people are asleep. Wa sallu bil layli wan nasu niyam, tadkhulu al jannata bis salam, your entry into paradise with peace, ease and comfort. What a beautiful hadith. To spread salam abundantly, profusely, to feed people food, make their ikram, to pray at night sincerely for Allah when others are asleep, one's entry into paradise would be so beautiful and so easy. In this we learn to fulfill the rights of people, to show akhlaq with people, and to aspire to fulfill the rights of Allah and acquire our proximity to Allah through tahajjud. So Allah's worship and kindness to people. Huququllah, huququl ibad. And I would admire him. And I was looking at him until I was sure, أَيْقَنْتُ أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابٍ, that this is not the face of a liar. I came closer to him and I bore the testimony, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He turned to me and he said, what is your name? I said, Husayn with the Saad bin Salam. He said, but you are Abdullah bin Salam. I said, yes, indeed. Imagine, he's a rabbi. The beloved of Allah changed his name. Even though there was another sahabi by the name Husayn. Yes, Husayn was the grandson of Rasulullah. Not yet, because Allah's beloved grandson was born a few years later. That was Husayn. But this is Husayn with a Saad. So this name is not prohibited. There was another sahabi by the same name, Hazrat Imran bin Husayn's father, an elderly sahabi, radiallahu anhu, who actually came to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to reprimand Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because his son had embraced Islam and him and the other mushrikeen of Makkah were upset about it. So he actually comes to reprimand the beloved of Allah, but spending those moments in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed him for the better and he embraced Islam. He left there a changed, a different person. That was Imran bin Husayn radiallahu anhu. But here, when Abdullah bin Salam said, my name is Husayn bin Salam, even though that name was permissible, but this is special. Allah's beloved changed his name to say, you are Abdullah bin Salam, because of the speciality of the Sahabi. By that being who has sent you with truth, I do not prefer a name other than the name that you have given me, O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the humility. Not like one who might say, no, but my mother and father gave me a name already. No, Allah's beloved gives us a better name. How wonderful is that? From here we learn also, when we learn the correct pronunciation of a name, a Nabi of Allah's name, a Sahabi's name, or the names we bear, and we learn now the correct pronunciation, we shouldn't feel it beneath us to correct what we knew or learnt wrongly. It doesn't mean what we knew had to be right because we were taught it when we were children. Many a time it could be wrong. Let's not feel shy to correct ourselves, to improve. As far as worldly affairs, we do want to improve. Why do we feel ashamed to improve when it comes to our deen? He says, I went home. I gave dawat to my wife. See, sahaba, as soon as they embraced, dawat starts immediately. My wife, my children, my family, they all embraced Islam. I went to meet my aunt. She was elderly. Khalda, radiallahu anha, Khalida. She embraced Islam. And I said to them, please keep my Islam confidential. I don't want the Jews to know yet until I allow you. They said, we will comply. I then returned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I said to him, O Allah's Nabi, the Jewish community are slanderous and a people of falsehood and are prone betrayal. I want you to invite them, and especially their seniors. Conceal my Islam from them, and I will stay in one of the rooms that you put me in your home, and you ask them about me before they know of my Islam, and then you invite them to Islam. Because once they know I have embraced Islam, they will fabricate lies against me, and they will slander me. Allah's beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put me inside the room, and he called them, he invited them. When they came, he sent me in. He exhorted them and invited them to Islam, explaining to them Iman, the beauty of Iman, the greatness of Deen, reminding them of what they had studied in their books concerning him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They knew about Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They knew it was him. And then he also expressed the truth to them. And they started debating falsely, arguing the truth. And Hazrat Abdullah says, I was inside hearing this despicable remarks of theirs. When Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tried his best by all means expressing the truth to them, trying to convince them to embrace Islam and convert to the truth. And they were not prepared. He then asked them, who is Husayn bin Salam to y'all? They said, he is one of our seniors from such a noble family, our rabbi, our great scholar. Him, his father, his forefathers, they come from such a noble descent. Then Allah's beloved said, what if he embraces Islam? Will you all also comply? They said, never, he'll never embrace Islam. May God forbid him from so. Then Hazrat Husayn Abdullah says, I came out and I said, O Jewish community, fear Allah. Accept what the final Nabi of Allah has brought to you. By Allah, you all indeed know very well that he is the Nabi of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you find enshrined in your books by his name, his accolades, his attributes, his descriptions. I testify that he is Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Immediately, they changed their tune, saying, you but a liar. Indeed, you, if he was speaking about you, you are the worst of us, the son of the worst of us, the most ignorant amongst us, and your forefathers are the same. And they didn't leave any blemish except that they laid it against me. And I mentioned later on to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, didn't I tell you how slanderous and disastrous a people and how deceptive a people they are? Allahu Akbar. Allah save us.